Well, good evening. This is the 9th of August, 2016. This is not Catalytic Radio. Catalytic is still on hiatus, but I am still Cheryl Hirsch-Kramer. That has not changed. And who I am is, if you don't know my work, I am a Love of a Life catalyst. And this summer, I am the host of the Awakening of Love Summer 2016 Teleseminar Series. I'm hosting this off of my website, and I really hope you'll come visit. We have some terrific recordings with some thought leaders who have all come together to discuss this subject of love with me. And we've had people like Mind, Body, Spirit, medicine expert Dean Schrock. We've had the author of The Awakening of Friendship, Carol Olivia Adams. We've had a lot of terrific guests, and all of those recordings are ready for you if you go to transformingthroughlove.com/awakening-love. That's transformingthroughlove.com/awakening-love. But tonight, this is a very special show to me. If I hadn't come in contact with this man 4 years ago, I would not be here tonight doing a teleseminar with you. My guest tonight is Maz Sajati, and I want to address these remarks, especially to people who feel they're in a hopeless place right now. Either their health is poor or their finances are poor, and they feel that they're mired in something they just don't know how they're going to get out of. So I want to very briefly take you back into my life 4 years ago, tell you why I think this man is the bomb. We're going to play a meditation with him for about 21 minutes, and then we're going to bring him on live, and we're going to talk about the awakening of pure loving relationships. So you don't want to miss this. First thing before I do the intro, if you are driving, please stop. Listening to Maz while you're driving is not a good move. You may end up going to sleep or having some other reaction. So once he starts speaking, please pull over. The other thing is, if you are sensitive, some people may experience detox symptoms after listening to Maz, and for some, the paradigm shift may be too great. So we encourage you not to take part in this broadcast if you're not ready for rapid transformation in your life. I hope you are, because this is the guy to do it. So 4 years ago at this time, I was about 5 months out of having had a life-altering stroke. The common wisdom about strokes is you make your progress during the first year. And anything you don't get back after the first year, well, that's just too bad. You're just going to have to live with that for the rest of your life. I do energy healing work. I do a lot of different modalities, and I knew I needed to take a different path. So I was listening to a teleseminar much like this 4 years ago, and I heard this man named Maz Sajati, and he talked about changing frequencies in order to change lives. And at that point, my brain was not functional. I was really more animal than human. I was hugely sensitive to pretty much everything. Driving was a challenge. Walking steps was a challenge. Speaking was a challenge. I had what's called aphasia, which is difficulty in communication. And I couldn't express what was in my head because I couldn't access what was in my head. So life was different for me back then. And I listened to Maz on this teleseminar, and although I didn't have a brain that could interpret information, my intuition said, you need to work with this guy. So I started scheduling sessions with him. He was still doing private sessions at that point, so I did in-person private sessions when he would come to my area. I would do telephone private sessions. I would do group healings. I registered for a lot of his online events, and here I am 4 years later. Do you hear aphasia? No, my communication skills are pretty good. Every year, I'm getting back more and more brain function that's not supposed to happen after a stroke. I am living a life I didn't think was even possible. So if you are dealing with some challenges right now that you think are overwhelming, there are solutions out there. Maz has been my solution. He may be yours. But I want you to stay in the idea that there is hope, that there are possibilities. As we open up to different solutions, they will come to you. So anyhow, as we continue on, we are going to talk about how to awaken to pure love. We have a meta healing coming on right now, and this is about 21 minutes with Mom. What this is going to do is this is going to place you into a consciousness where he can work on you remotely. Even though this is a recorded meta healing, he'll be able to work with you, and he'll be able to help you clear out some of the blocks to those pure, loving relationships that we all want to experience. And after that is done, we're going to bring them on. Thank you for being with us tonight. And if you can cue up Maz's meditation, we'll go right to it.
Episode 11 of Maz Sajati's Exponential Intelligence, a meta healing on love.
heard of miracles occurring, but I actually experienced one with Moss.
I'm just stunned and overwhelmed by his abilities.
After just 2 days of listening to Moss, the world looked wonderful to me.
Welcome to Moss Sajadi's Exponential Intelligence, the real why on life and how to have it all. Moss gives you the tools to accelerate your success, to be limitless.
Hi, my name is Moss Sajadi. Welcome to Exponential Intelligence. We're going to be meta-healing on love. For those people who don't know about me, I've had two near-death experiences. From that, I've been given abilities to help you transform your life in a fast, efficient process. One of these processes is a meta-healing. A meta-healing is a meditation and a healing combined together. So it's like meditation on steroids. Okay? It is very effective, and basically, what it is that I guide you into a nice deep meditation, just like anything else, and then I work on you on the back end. Okay, since I've been a computer programmer, I work on you at an admin level. If you're a spiritual type individual, I work on you, say, at a spirit level, a blueprint level. Anyway, combining together, okay, your efforts of staying in your body, which is very different than other meditations, and what I do, say, at your spirit level or your higher self, combining those efforts together, this is where people have gotten, say, massive transformations in any area of their life, whether it's spiritual, physical, financial, in this case, love. I'll be creating frequencies of, say, an organic sort of love relationship for you. Since everything is a frequency, my definition of organic relationships is that where two people come together, you start to grow independently. Grow strong independently, and that individual helps you grow strong independently. And together, you combine forces, and then you transcend, say, any physical limitations, any emotional limitations, to go into, say, that spiritual space or that higher definition. And that's where everything becomes beautiful for you, whether it's the physicalness of, you know, relationships, sex, and so on, or just being intimate, or just doing your normal everyday situations. You're just coming from a higher level. And you can get more details on how I work on my website, massajadi.com. That's massajady.com. But most importantly, I just want you to feel the difference in the meta-healings, because it does transform you almost immediately for most individuals. So let's go ahead and get started. This is the same way that I got into my meditations, is a stand-up meditation. This is after my second near-death experience. I started doing stand-up meditation. So I'm going to practice the same way with you. All right? So again, sitting, standing, lying down, preferably standing up. If you can't physically stand up, lying or sitting is fantastic for you. All right, I'll just give you a second or two to come into that perfect space. Very good. Whether your eyes are open or closed doesn't really matter. Okay, you're always in control of where you are. So let's go ahead and take a nice deep breath in, inhaling, nice slow four count, inhaling through the nose, nice slow four count, holding it for a second or two. And then as we exhale, exhaling through the mouth, just releasing, letting go. And starting to become aware of your body, whether it's your head, right, whether it's your neck, whether it's the shoulders, relaxing, letting go. Even now, you might be feeling a little different, although we just started a few seconds ago. Another deep breath in as I continue to generate those frequencies that help you transform, in this case, love relationships. There we go. Becoming a little more relaxed and wondering how many other people are listening to this meta-healing, same time you are, or within the same time frame. That's what we call a mastermind group, right? There's always strength in numbers. That's why we do things in a group. Whether you know that group or not, doesn't matter. That mastermind, it's a culmination of all of our pure essences, which allows us to create, say, that strong bond that we need to pull us out of ruts that we might have created in this lifetime, family dynamics. Or push us out of any blocks that seem to keep us bond. There you go. Another deep breath in. Again, same process, inhaling, holding for two, exhaling, letting go. Asking ourselves, how do I connect to pure source even stronger? Whether you know what that actually means or not, doesn't really matter. It is for your higher self. The more you ask of it, the clearer the answers to that question get. The clearer the question gets for you. But for now, noticing your body. Noticing that heart space, heart and lungs, solar plex. And whether you know anything about me or not, doesn't matter. As we take another deep breath in from that heart space. And release. All you have to do is pay attention to that heart space. And perhaps go back to, say, memories of previous relationships. Whether they worked out or not, doesn't really matter. I'll give you a few minutes on your own as I continue again to generate truer frequencies of true love, true romance, true passion. All you need to do is go back in time. And just visit those relationships. If emotions do pop up for you, just acknowledge them. Go forward. There we go. Just noticing that heart space, perhaps seeing your relationships as patterns. Right, similar patterns, different people. So this time, instead of changing people, whether you're in a relationship or not, doesn't really matter. Again, instead of changing people, we're changing the frequencies that's generated by you to attract similar individuals. It doesn't matter where you got, say, those frequencies, or how you've experienced them, they're within you. For some people, you might go back in time and see how that originated. But again, that's all up to you, how you clear. Important thing is bringing in new frequencies of what I call organic relationships. Noting how you're feeling, noting how you're feeling in that heart space. Some of you might feel expansive, joyous. Some of you might feel a lot of pain welling up, even hidden secrets, truths that you might have been hiding. It's all right. Just note. Breathing in again. Nice deep inhale, holding it for a second or two. As we exhale, going into the headspace. Again, redefining the meaning of relationships, what true love is. Some of us, we've been brokenhearted, abused, so we've jumped into our mental mind, right? That mental state, moved away from the body. So there's no passion, there's no desires, because again, we're all in the headspace. So bringing in that equalizer effect, right? Along those memories, patterns to let go. Allowing you to melt back into your body. Deep breath in again, inhaling through the nose, noting your body might be feeling a little different, might be feeling hotter, colder, lighter, heavier, again, joyous, or the opposite. Just note. Even deeper, taking that sensual breath in, again inhaling through the nose, four count, holding it for a second or two or longer, releasing, letting go through the mouth, coming into the groin area, the groin, the hips, the butt, again the seat of passion. Again, many of us lose our self-identity. So passion, that deep connection, spiritual love, tantric type sex, right, goes missing. So bringing that back in, patterns of abuse that you might have had, whether it's emotional, physical. Allowing those realities, those experiences to slip away. Bringing in an organic, natural state of being. As I continue to work on you, all you need to do is stay in your body, note your body in your environment. Don't need to escape your body. Another inviting breath in, especially if you're new to me. As we invite our spirit back in and around our body, instead of exiting or leaving to try to connect, this form of meta-healing pulls your spirit in, so you're always connected. You're always guided. Deep deeper breath in, holding it for a second or two, releasing, letting go, head, heart, the groin, connecting those three points, head and the heart, head and the groin, heart and the groin. So we come from a solid, congruent foundation. People we attract, solid and congruent, to help us grow. People we might be involved with currently, again, allowing them to grow and expand. Noting your breath. Taking that group breath in, again, like that guiding hand, that helping hand. Take us further into different opportunities, in this case, relationships. Breathing in nice and deep as a group. And exhaling as we end. I'll let you be in this space for as long as you wish. It will feel like I'm still continuing to work on you as long as you stay in this space. Okay? Whether it's recorded or live, doesn't matter. When you're ready to come out, gently open your eyes, look at something inanimate. The wall, the floor, whatever it might be for you. All right. Thank you. Just as a note, guys, and through tens of thousands of people I've worked on relationships, your relationships will change. Okay, you might end up losing friends, right? Friends that aren't needed anymore. If that love relationship is not needed for you anymore, okay, if you're wondering, if you're on that fence, again, that love relationship might break apart faster for you, or if they're meant to be with you, things will happen where you mend together and you'll get closer. Okay? So either way, just note that your relationships will shift for you. People will treat you differently. Okay, because your frequencies that you're resonating are going to be different. So, again, just note that. Thank you. If you need any information on my work or an in-depth meditations in any area of your life, please visit masajati.com. Take care. Bye-bye.
Want more of Masajati's Exponential Intelligence? Subscribe to his podcast on iTunes or go to masajati.com, masajady.com, where you can sign up for his 21-day meta-healing, schedule a group healing, meet Mas in person, plus much more. Follow Mas on Twitter at Masajati or on Facebook at facebook.com/Masajati. Mas is not a medical doctor, therefore please consult your health practitioner for medical advice. Thanks for listening. Now go out and be limitless.
Well, hey, that was something. And it may take you a few moments to come back to full consciousness. So we have Moss on the line, and you just heard some of his work. This is Success Energizer, Moss Sajati. His website is www.mossajati.com. That's M-A-S-S-A-J-A-D-Y. And we're going to talk to Moss for the rest of the hour about how he's gotten to be where he is now and what he can do to help us get those pure loving relationships we all want. First of all, Moss, it is such a pleasure and an honor, and I'm frankly amazed that we're doing this together 4 years after you started working on me. How are you tonight?
Cheryl, thank you for having me on board here. Actually, I'm frankly amazed at the amazing transformation in your life. I see a lot of that happening, but every time I hear somebody or see somebody that's transformed so much like you, it brings me a lot of joy. So it's very, I'm speechless, I guess. Let's just put it that way. So I'm overjoyed to be here.
Well, funny, because when we first started speaking, working with each other, I had aphasia, so my communication skills were poor. So I'm now giving that to you. I'm very proud. But glad you're here with us tonight. And we're going to talk about the awakening of pure loving relationships. But before we do, I have to ask you a quick question. What is it that you experience when you're working on us, either in a group setting or individually? Do you see us as a computer guide? Do you see the programs that need to be deleted? Do you sense what needs to happen? How do you go through this?
I do. The years have actually been kind to me. My abilities, what used to take, say, an hour and a half, back then, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, now maybe only takes a few minutes or maybe even less for me to, say, edit or reprogram people with amazing changes. So what I do is I kind of, no matter who it is, whether you're in front of me or, over the phone or through a loved one, I summon your spirit and I can just read your blueprint. Just like, the back end or the source code of how you are created. And then I can see what went wrong, where it went wrong. And I just go in the back end and delete or remove some of those patterns or programs. And that's how I change. But I really don't feel I'm more of a analyzer, kind of like that geek that reads lines of code. I just see it in frequencies or a higher language, not just lines of code. And I go, that's what's going on with you, and just, I delete it, and we're good. As you notice, I don't probably get too emotional in the private sessions that we've had and so on. I just see things for what it is. So,
well, the work is effective. I wouldn't be here today if I hadn't found you on a similar teleseminar almost exactly 4 years ago. I remember watching the Olympics when that was going on, so here we are today.
Wow.
For the people who don't know your story, could you talk briefly about your two near-death experiences and how they prepared you to do the work that you do today?
Sure. I was always searching for, say, that higher or that one equation that really equates to life, you know, that complete fulfillment, you know, that we always wanted. You know, so I scoured the religious books. I did the money thing, the success thing and all that. But nothing really, say, clicked until I had my first near-death experience. And that's when I had my jaws crushed in a rail car accident. And you can read the full story somewhere online or on my website. But when I had my jaws crushed, I separated from my body. And I was thinking, it's like, well, if that's my body, then what am I doing here? And that's when I realized that, you know, that the ultimate, you know, the complete universe, the completeness that we're looking for is actually deep, say, within us. I just happened to see it from a different perspective. So that really opened the door for me to understand that we are much grander, you know, than, say, the accumulation of our life experiences here. So that was a stepping stone. And then the second near-death experience, about 20 or so years later, really opened me up. And this is what makes me different. You know, people go through the tunnel of light. I'm sure, you know, you've heard about people reading or experiencing their life story, reviewing their life story. They have loved ones, you know, that come greet them and so on like that. I actually ascended past the tunnel on the second near-death. It was a drowning. I ascended past the tunnel. In this case, went through the tunnel, and then I was into this open, what I call this beautiful blue space, for lack of a better term. But in that beautiful blue space, all knowledge is available to you. There is no time or distance. You can be anything that you need to or want to, but you really don't want to. You just want to be, because you are everything. There's no need of love, security. Obviously, no wealth or money is needed, right? Because we're grander than that. I don't know how long it took, but it was so vast out there, so beautiful. I even went further, and again, this is another key why I'm different than, say, most people who have near-death experiences. I started to eliminate the consciousness of being human. And by the way, this is how I help you understand who you are, to, say, unlock your potential. Okay? I went into that vastness again, but without any identity of, again, being human. So I was at, say, the pure spirit level that you could be and still attached to, say, an identity of human, because I wasn't completely dead yet. So I don't know how long I stayed there, but I was underwater, according to my wife, about 8 to 10 minutes. So, and then I was snapped back and then found, you know, in a quieter shallow, completely perfect. There was some blood on my fingernails and back trying to crawl out. But other than that, I wasn't drowning. Nobody had to resuscitate me. I just, you know, a little disoriented trying to figure out where I was. But it was quite amazing, actually.
And you come through this experience, and you went through something of a dark night of the soul afterwards. Could you talk about what that was about for you and how it got you to do the work that you do with us today?
The dark soul. So it took me after that, you know, I was drawn into, say, some heavy meditations. And usually, you know, I've tried to meditate before, and a lot of people listening, you know, we try to meditate, but then, you know, our mind keeps running and so on like that. But these meditations, I would think they'd last like 5 minutes, but in reality, they'd be lasting like 3 to 4 hours. And just like this, the meditation that you were guided in earlier, I have you stand up. That was the same way I was drawn into meditation, standing up. In fact, when I did try to sit down, it's this urge that made me like stand up. So I was in that stand up position for 3-4 hours, thinking that was only just a few minutes. And I got downloaded with a lot of information. I got downloaded with, say, a lot of abilities that I still don't completely understand, way beyond my knowledge. But I know that it works for a lot of people.
Wow. So I remember you saying previously that when you're in that place, when you're in the blue, you don't need anything anymore, including love. So having said that, how do you define earthly love?
How do I define earthly love?
Yes.
Well, true earthly love, you know, and well, let me just kind of distinguish, because I do, some people joke about me being called mossmatch.com because I have connected with people, you know, like their true love or their twin flame that they talk about. So I have worked with a lot of people to attract that true, to that true flame. You know, the earthly love that we talk about, I don't see any earthly love, really. I don't define it as earthly love, because we're more than just earthly beings, right? So to find that organic love, I guess, that you might be referring to, is actually identifying who you are at spirit level. So there is no, say, separation between spiritual love and earthly love in its truest sense. Most of us, though, operate out of, say, that earthly love. And most of us, again, we identify with somebody that, well, completes us or needs us, or we need them for some reason. So again, you know, we're not complete ourselves in a sense, and then we attract somebody that will try to complete us, right? And then that's where, you know, that we start to over time, that connection that's needed isn't fulfilling anymore. It starts to rub off on us the wrong way, and that's why, say, relationships don't last. And relationships in this reality are time-bound, so they start decaying, you know, after 6 months, a year, 10 years, whatever. They start becoming boring. The spiritual love, okay, that flows through into your physical form, okay, I think that's what you really want to identify with. Those type of relationships, and you can see those, you can see that type in relationships, very few. But have you ever seen those old couples that hold hands, right? They're walking, they're looking at each other, and they look like young kids, although they're, you know, 80, 90 years old. I'm sure you've seen that, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So that's the kind of timeless love, right? It's way beyond the spirit love here. It's very timeless when you're together. Time basically does stand still. You don't have to, say, fill your time up. Just being together is good enough. And then whatever that you do, you know, go to a movie or go to, you know, skiing or whatever, just walking the beach, well, that's kind of like the icing on the cake. Otherwise, you could just hang out at home and not do anything, like, all day long, and you'll be, say, fascinated or tantalized by each other. Right, there's no like, oh God, I got to do something, or anything like that, or I got to get away for a little bit. There's nothing like that, because you just are, because it's timeless. So that's the EI, exponential intelligence definition.
Are these relationships you're speaking of, these wonderful people who are together this many years and they've got this beautiful loving relationship? Let's get real here. I want to hear, are these past life relationships that have come back into present form now, or are these relationships that were formed on the spiritual level that were never human? Because I know you've talked about don't get together with people from past lives. It doesn't work out necessarily the way you want it to. I want to know how these relationships
Sure.
get started.
Okay. Well, they have to start somewhere, right? So, yes, some relationships are, say, from previous lifetimes. Right, you get connected together, you understand each other at a deeper level. So yes, those work out. But you know, a lot of, say, past lifetime experiences or relationships that I've seen is like they just run the same pattern as before. So again, it doesn't determine that your relationship in this plane now. If you've had a great relationship in the past, then yes, you probably have a great relationship now. But again, that's not necessary to have, say, meet somebody new, right, and start, say, a great relationship. The key is, and I think that's the answer or a truer answer to your question, the key is, say, how high you resonate. So the higher you resonate, the less and less people that, well, can resonate with you, because, well, at the higher levels, there's less and less people. But anyway, say you're at a level, say, 10. Okay, and this is just arbitrary numbers. You meet somebody at a level 10, and then you can, say, connect together. And that's really the key. But if you're resonating at a level 10 and then somebody comes in at a level 2, then that's where the dysfunction, say, starts to occur and so on. Did that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. Absolutely. And how do twin flame relationships play into this?
Twin flame relationships, you know, I see so many people, you know, they go, Moss, you know, this guy or girl that I'm with, they abuse me, we get into fights all the time, but deep down, I know that he's my twin flame. Twin flames don't do that to you, by the way, guys. It's not a learning experience. Yes, you do grow, but and I'll explain how, say, growth works, okay? So twin flames, standard definitions, maybe you can tell me, better, but if I'm wrong, the standard definition is that there's, say, one spirit that's been split, right? And then they form, you know, two humans, and then they search lifetimes or this lifetime. They search to come back together, and that's a twin flame. Is that pretty accurate for the standard definition? I think that,
yeah,
that's right. Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
So my definition, which is a truer definition, because the only time like spirits, say, split or duplicate themselves, there's a distortion in time. And then you have, say, psychological issues and so on. But put that aside, my definition of twin flame is that your whole, right, you're a complete flame on your own. You're complete, you don't need anybody else. Right? The other person is whole, right? And you're their complete flame altogether, but you resonate again at the same frequency, and then when you come together, you create, say, a stronger flame that can help you rise, to any level and help you, say, burn through any situation, and you still stay strong. So that's a truer definition, again, EI's definition of, say, twin flames, and it actually makes more sense again because If spirits split, there's usually some mental, say, problems, and there's no. I mean, there's a learning curve, but automatically, you know, you will feel like you've known that person for eons, and you, because again, it's timeless. That's why that happens. You'll understand that person almost immediately. Right, you'll just connect just like that, and say you've been separated for a while. You know, for some reason, you work, you know, different places. You come back together. You just pick up where you left off. There's no trying to get together, trying to like get comfortable with each other or anything like that, because well, you're just naturally comfortable. It flows really, really well, and there's no abrasion between the two. You don't have to pretend to be anybody else in this situation or in this twin flame example. You can be yourself and be comfortable with yourself. The other person can be yourself and be comfortable, and you just mesh right together. There's no facade.
Okay. So how do we find these people? These sound like ideal relationships. I know you're mossmatch.com. What percentage of people actually end up getting a relationship like this, and where do we call? What's the 900 number we have to call?
Where do we sign up? It's 1-800 and call Moss. No. Oh wow, that matches call Moss. Yeah, it's I should actually have that. No, but we do a series of, say, I've done a series on, say, getting you the right relationship. And most of us think that, you know, I'm working on, say, a person outside of you, and I can do that to, say, attract somebody like you. But in essence, say, I complete you. I help complete you by, say, polishing you up to your best that you are without the baggage that you've brought, you know, from past lifetimes, illnesses, you know, relationships, family dynamics, all that junk, you know, cleaning you up so you're completely whole, right? And when you're at that point, I help you attract, say, somebody that is wholesome for you, or what I call organic. And I do say, can help you attract, say, frequencies. Can I explain how that works? Do you mind, Cheryl, or no?
Yeah, I wish you would. Thank you.
Okay. And again, I can't make people fall in love with each other and so on like that. But what happens is, if you've had abusive relationships and all that stuff, one, I help you delete those. Okay. So some people change, instantaneously. Some people takes a while, and I call that a detox. Again, maybe a few days to a few months, and some might take a little longer. But anyway, when you're organic or when you're complete. Okay. And I don't do this at a conscious level because there's too many variables, but I can kind of scan you and kind of create, say, a frequency that I help you instill within you, and then you send that out just like a radio signal, right? A radio station sends out a signal, and then those individuals that, say, want to dance with you will get attracted to you, and they're like whole or organic type individuals. By the way, that's how relationships work. Most of us are sending out, say, frequencies that are, say, abusive, not trusting, and so on and so on, and then you'll attract a mate, right? That's what most relationships happen to be. And then we let go of that relationship. We connect with another person that turns out to be the same thing. The reason being, again, is that the signal that you're sending out is the same, so you're going to attract the same type of people. So this new way that I do is, again, delete the old patterns, help you instill a new frequency that best matches you, and then you attract, say, that organic relationship.
Thank you. And this feels like a good time
to talk
about. And it
doesn't take long.
That's the cool thing about this. It's on your part. You do the work, and boom, things show up for people. Mm-hmm. Would you describe,
Yes. You're
giving us a special offer, which I'm so happy you're offering to my community. You're giving us the exponential intelligence, meaningful relationship activation at a great price. You talk about what that's about for people who want to call 1-800-call match right now. We want to know how to do this. So you describe the offer.
The meaningful relationships, well, that was kind of what I was talking about. But we go in depth. Mm-hmm. Again, we clear out, say, all the past junk about, say, relationships. And by the way, once you clean out, say, this love relationship, because I think most people are, your other relationships come to, a higher level. And then also what happens is that, the relationship, say, with money and so on, because it's not just about, say, this segment relationships. It's really creating that 360 degrees of abundance, right? Because once your spirit awakens, it awakens in all areas of your life. Right, not just certain areas. So that's very different too. So yeah, this package, the relationship. I forgot what the name. Sorry, I forgot so many different packages. But it goes through step by step, eliminating, and then also helping you find, a new, say, frequency that you resonate with. Exactly what I was talking about before.
This is awesome, and if you're interested in the offer, it is on my website, so you can go to transformingthroughlove.com/awakening-love, and you'll see all the seminars that we've had there, and you'll see Moss's offer there. So that'd be www.transformingthroughlove.com/awakening-love, and you'll see all the teleseminars we've had up to this point. You will see Moss's offer there, and if you're listening to this after we've recorded this beautiful hour together, this offer is good until October the 10th. So if you enter the word love when you fill out the form, you get a 50% discount, which is pretty darn good, and we're very grateful to you, Moss, for offering this to our community. Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. Thank you.
This is terrific. So in the few minutes that we have left, I'd like to ask you, for people who are wondering how they can improve not just their romantic relationships, but their friendships, their relationships with their family or whatever, you have thousands of people who come to you for work. What is one of the most common issues that you deal with, and are there things that we can do on our end to help ourselves transform?
A lot of people, they really don't know who they are. just point blank. They really don't understand even what their likes and dislikes are. You know, they're really running, say, programs from, like, family, right? Or their mother or their sister or their father or whoever it might be. So they've never understood who or what their abilities are. And again, I'm just reading the group here. So what this process does, and I do it faster for you. I'm just kind of that spiritual geek that can help you reprogram faster. But some of the things that you guys can do on your own is, one, start to study your family members, okay, from a scientist perspective. Okay? Not like, oh, he's a jerk, she's a jerk, I can't stand all that stuff, or I love that person, and so on. But don't really understand, say, the behaviors, even down to the way they tie their shoes, brush their teeth, and so on. And the reason for this is because I can guarantee you, you'll find certain mannerisms, certain patterns that have kind of like, well, you've never paid attention to. But what happens is that those mannerisms, right, like brushing your teeth a certain way or tying your shoes, it goes further, it goes deeper than that as well. The way you connect love-wise, right, you'll start to see patterns in the way you communicate with your, say, romantic partner or your friends or, you know, your sister and so on and so on. You'll be amazed that how much is pre-programmed in you, and you'd be amazed at how much or how long you've been hypnotized. And the true self, your true self hasn't even, say, awoken for most of you. I can just see that playing out. But once you realize it and once you see it, it starts, say, shedding away, and then your true self starts coming into the picture. And that's where you start to feel comfortable with yourself. And once you're comfortable with, you know, your being, then other people, even if they're hard to get along with, they'll actually feel comfortable, and they'll transform to be comfortable around you. So
that's beautiful.
So you can do that on your own.
You can do that on our own, and
even
the most difficult relationships can be helped. That's really good to know. As we wrap up here, and boy, I wish we had another couple of hours to go. This has just been awesome. I can't thank you enough for what you've done for me personally, what you've done for the community tonight by spending this time with us. Would you please announce your website again and whatever else you want to say to wrap up? Thank you so much for being here with us, Bob. I'm so grateful.
You are welcome. Thank you so much as well. Masajady.com, that's MASSAJADY.com. You know, you can YouTube me. There's a lot of good information, free information on that. The podcast, Exponential Intelligence, or, you know, if you search my name under the podcast, great information on how the science behind all this stuff that I do, so you can start learning on, because that's really the key as well. So they're out there. We do a lot of forums, so take a look at it on the website. We do a lot of events all over the world. And one thing to leave with, guys, you know, as a group, again, just reading you the whole, most of you are always, say, trying to search outside of yourself, and that's why you can never, say, really find yourself and find that connection with somebody else. What this process does, and just know that deep inside you, if you remove all that baggage that's around you, right, your shiny newness, will start shining out, and that's where you really find all the treasures that you've been looking for. So, it's all in there, inside you, not outside of you. So just be aware of that.
Notice what you notice,
and that'll bring those treasures out. So, I think we're good. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you again for being with us. The offer again is transformingthroughlove.com/awakening-love. Good through October the 10th. That'd be the Exponential Intelligence Meaning Relationship Activation. My name is Cheryl Hirsch Kramer. Please check out my website and look forward to seeing you again very, very soon. In the meantime, I wish you and yours much love and many blessings. Have a great evening.